Let us pray. Well, Holy God, may those who have gone before find us faithful as we live out your will, your love, your grace, and your mercy in our days ahead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Praise the Lord. So what is a saint? What actually is a saint? Those of us in the United Church of Christ and in most Protestant churches, we don't worship saints. In the Catholic Church and some of the Orthodox churches, they have special saint days. But we don't name people saints because saints are those who share the love of God. So the word saint in the Old Testament is hasid, H-A-S-I-D, and it means faithful one. So a saint is a faithful one. So what does that mean to you? I'm going to tell you some stories about those who I consider saints, faithful ones. In the Old Testament, even more, it says a saint are those who lived in mutual relationship of hesed, H-E-S-E-D, hesed, which is steadfast love with God. So a saint are faithful ones, those who have lived and continue to live in a faithful relationship with God in steadfast love. So some saints. My great aunt Edith. My great aunt Edith was 99 when she died. She was about this tall. So when I was in fourth grade, we were so excited. My sister, my twin and I, we passed Aunt Edith in height. Aunt Edith was the oldest of 12 children. Aunt Edith was the only one of her siblings that did not go and graduate from college. Aunt Edith went to nursing school, but at that time, it wasn't a college degree. Aunt Edith had a fiancé. His name escapes me at the moment. I wrote it down. But anyway, Aunt Edith's fiancé died in war. Aunt Edith never got over. She never dated anybody else. She never found anybody else. But she helped to raise all the children in the family. She was the one. This little old lady was the one who was called out when someone had a baby in the family. She would go and help to raise them, help to be part of them, help the mother to have a little bit of rest. Aunt Edith then helped to teach her siblings. Her siblings, who she helped to pay for college for the one right below her. And that happened with every child in that family so that they went to college. The one that was right above them helped to pay for them to go to college so that all others of them graduated from college in a time when that wasn't something that happened. Aunt Edith, she made the best baked apples in the world. No one has been able to make them like her. Now, Aunt Edith wasn't a saint because of all those things. Aunt Edith was a saint because she truly believed in God. She taught us what it means to live a life of faith and justice and love and compassion. I loved to go visit Aunt Edith. And that was something because there were a whole bunch of older ladies that lived with my Aunt Edith. It was my Aunt Merchie and my great-grandma. And at times, Aunt Grace would come. There were all of them that lived in this house together. But Aunt Edith just had a way to make us all feel like we were loved. There was the time when Cindy and I turned I think it was five. No, four. And we always had birthdays at great-grandma's house, which was where Great Aunt Edith and Aunt Merchie and Aunt Grace and all of them lived. But that was the year that they forgot to talk about who was making a cake. But we got three pies for our birthday. Aunt Edith realized that no one had talked about making a cake. And she made pies with homemade crust. And so that year, we got to celebrate our birthday with pies. A saint in my life and a saint of the church. She taught Sunday school in her local church at, it's called the Mud Church, but it was Emmanuel United Church of Christ, the Mud Church, until she could hardly move. A saint of the church. Those who lived in mutual relationship of steadfast love with God. Then there's Virgil. Virgil was a gentleman in my first church. Virgil was always walking around town. Virgil didn't matter to Virgil who you were. He would talk to you. He would bring you food. He always went and collected, those green stuff that grows. He made this salad out of it. It grows in the. It's like dandelion, but it's got another. But it's it. He just and he put this sweet dressing on it. He would go and pick it out of the creeks, alongside of the creeks. It came at certain times. Watercress, that's it. The watercress. I was like, what is that? He would take it to everybody. He would just go pick it. He didn't really like watercress, but he would make it and share with everybody. He also had those nuts that you have to dig out the nut part. They make your hands turn brown. Black walnuts. He did black walnut salads. He did black walnut cakes. He would give black walnuts to everybody, but not, he had already dug them out. His fingers would be brown. Virgil wandered around this town, this village of about 800 people, and everyone knew his name, and he knew everybody's name, and he knew their children, and he knew where they lived. He shared the faith of God by moving in and out of people's lives. Virgil always told me, he said, now, When I moved from there, he says, I don't want you to come back to do my funeral because I want you to say to me now what you would say then. Now, Virgil did die about 10 years ago at the age of 95, and he had lived a wonderful life of faith, steadfast love of God's faith, a saint in my life. Mr. O taught, it was always fun to go driving with Mr. O because when our families would go out, it was before we had to wear seatbelts, although my parents always made us wear seatbelts in our cars. But in Mr. O's car, you got to sit in the middle, in the front seat, and you got to shift. Now, his two children don't remember that, but Cindy and I do because we were the oldest. So, but it wasn't just that. He also shared his faith in all he did. Then there's Carol Tagg. Carol Tagg was a seminary classmate of mine who was 20 years older. It was taking her a little bit of time to get through seminary because she was raising her children. And she had Ben. Ben was five while we were going through seminary. And it was Christmas Eve at the church that I was working at, Evangelical United Church of Christ. And it was about the time where everybody was beginning to talk about, well, who should take communion? And in this church, they had just started having the conversation about whether children should take communion. Ben was five, and on Christmas Eve, they came up to the altar to receive communion. And so Carol leans over to Ben and says, okay, stay here. I'll be back and get you. It's okay. Ben went, no, that's not happening. What? Ben again says, Carol again says, it's okay, stay here. Well, where are you going? Well, I'm going up for communion. Well, why can't I come up? Okay, so you can come with me. Just be quiet and, you know. Ben got to the front and said to me and the other pastor, my supervising pastor, Stephanie Weiner, as we were serving communion, he said, "I want communion. I want the bread." And we looked around and okay, so why? Because I'm a people, and the people of God get to have communion. Why should I be separate? Now, Carol's a saint because she taught Ben that through her life. Ben's a saint because he took the time to teach us that we are the people of God. How do you teach people that you are a faithful person, a faithful saint of the church? How do you live your life? Well, they find us faithful. They find you faithful. Saints. They are people right around us now and those who have gone before. Thanks be to God that we have saints in our lives. Amen.